Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome back to another week of the Human Experience. And we thank all of you who join us out of your busy schedules this evening to listen to our show. And see that we have the great doctor on. How are you, doctor?
The great doctor. Mitch, I'm doing great. Thank you, Brother Yaniv. I want to say good evening, good afternoon, or whatever time it is in your time zone. We welcome you to the Human Experience, and preferably I'm looking great. I'm looking forward to a great show, Brother Yaniv. So straight ahead with the God of creation. All right.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, a question was asked before. What is the most important place in the house?
What is the most important place
in the house
where individuals
in the
live,
home,
right?
Yes,
I actually don't know what the person was meant by that, but the most important place in the house, in your community, in the world, is where you are. Because that's the only place you can do anything from. So if you are looking for an answer such as the bedroom or the bathroom or the kitchen, if you're in the kitchen and you faint or lose consciousness and somebody else is in the bathroom, the most important place for you is the kitchen, but you're unconscious. So the point is, wherever you are, whoever you're with, and whatever you're doing, do it with a certain respect for that and a consciousness for that and a love for that, because there is an importance to where you are at that particular time. At this particular moment, it's where you are. The people around you and what you're doing are the most important people, the most important place to be, and the most important thing to be doing is what you're doing. So let's not get hung up on what the place is. Let's get hung up on if that's where you want to be and you're doing what you want to be, respect that. But if it's not where you want to be and not such what you want to be doing, then work yourself into a situation and make the choices that will get you where you want to go, and so you can be with whom you want to be and doing the things you want to do. I think that's empowering. I think that's simple, and I think that that's the only way that the Creator intended for us to be. I say.
Absolutely. And I think that's what they meant, exactly what you said.
Right.
The most important place was the kitchen, you know, because that's where all of the diseases start, you know.
Well, it wouldn't be the most important place because of that. It would be a place where people, like, for instance, if we're in our kitchen, Brother Yaniv and listening audience, we do the things that must be done in the kitchen. And the hygiene of a kitchen and what we do in that kitchen is really important to our family's health. But if you're really, really good at cleaning your kitchen and getting your kitchen in shape and having a great kitchen, and the other rooms in your house, like, for instance, you don't dust in the bedrooms, you don't change the linen, you don't change the rugs, you don't vacuum, you don't do this, you don't do those things, you're still creating an unhealthy environment. So, but it's really where you are. Remember that, because that's the only place that you can do anything from. That's the only time that you can do anything is where you are and in this very present moment right now. That's the only time that you can act and create what you want as what people call the future, but it's really the presence of now in another dimension. Okay, so we done.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Brother Lawrence,
you there?
Greetings. How are you, brother? Good. I'm here with the conversation.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It brings me right back to the issue of again, the same food safety and food security. This is what it's about. So, yeah, it's collectively on point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And it, you know, we've been talking about the family and lately, and just moved to the level in the family that deals with our health, and you know, the past few weeks we've been dealing with the psychological part of how to how we can conduct ourselves and should act towards one another, or in situations how to resolve situations. And this
Absolutely.
Week we start focusing on health, because this starts causing a lot of frustrations and arguments, because psychologically you may have a lot of things going on with your body that the other person, you may not understand, and for surely the other person.
Right.
Okay, you broke up in that last sentence. If I understand where you're going, the only time that we really should entertain that is that when we're talking about how we see ourselves, and if we are respecting ourselves, if we are respecting our right to speak, our right to be truthful when we speak, our right to listen to others, allow them to speak. If we're doing that, then what we're doing is that we're creating an environment where people feel safe and healthy. Because once a person starts to like, for instance, let's say what you said is true. Let's say a person has something going on in their body that's causing them a lot of pain, that they don't understand it, and it's concerning them. It's like being hungry. You really can't focus and concentrate. So you might miss something. You might not say excuse me if you bump into someone, or you might make a turn in the path of an oncoming car. Not that you cause an accident, but you cause someone to have to brake sharply. Let's be patient with one another. Because you're right, Brother Yanni. They don't, you don't, I don't, nobody else but that person knows what's going on with them emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, and in their family. So let's be patient. Let's slow down, and let's see if we can, let's say, okay, you can go, brother. Okay, I know you bumped into me, but you don't have to say I'm sorry. You don't have to apologize, because I don't know what's going on. We don't have to say that. But if we open ourselves up to really feeling compassion towards one another and respecting one another like we once did, we'll be okay. It's slow coming, but we'll be okay.
And not to mention, Elder, that is community. That is,
absolutely.
If that's what you want for yourself, or you want for your family, by training the entire environment, you make a healthy community. You make a healthy place to be, a healthy place for
absolutely.
Your children to grow. Is to be respectful of other people and their children and their friends. The same thing that you're fighting for yourself, the Bible itself tells you this. The same thing you want for yourself is what you gotta expect and desire for others. And then thereby,
absolutely.
What we're looking for, and the help that we're trying to get for ourselves is going to be spread over to everybody, to all of us. You know?
Brother Lawrence, you remember that nobody came into our communities 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, and told us how to treat one another. We knew how to treat one another. We knew that if a person was rowdy and a person was disrespectful and a person that was violent, we knew that send somebody to talk to him, somebody that he or she respects. And that person usually would say, okay, I understand. But so we don't need to go to anybody, no forums, no seminars, and read no books. We need to remember how it felt when our communities were safe. I'm not talking about New York and Boston and places like that where ain't nobody ever been safe, but I'm just talking about in communities that people were safe, if you get my drift. I ain't going to get into that with y'all. Okay, all right. Yes, sir.
That is exactly what we're fighting for. I mean, when we talked about the church last time, we're talking about how the church, the role that the church used to play. It used to play that centralized place where we all come together
Absolutely.
And actually communing with each other and did, in fact, define some of those morality and some of the responsibilities that we all collectively have to share. Because we had a common enemy. The common enemy was somebody trying to lynch you. That was the day. Now we don't have, you know, we're still getting lynched. There's more black folks got killed this year than I read that got killed in the Twin Towers coming down in 2001. Police killed more black people this year than they killed than black people that died in the terrorist attack on the Twin Towers by the hands of police. And we're not talking about people in general. We're talking about black people. So there's a war going on. They're getting suddenly get picked off, and that's only by the police. All the other so-called violence that we commit on each other, that's not community. That's not a healthy environment. That's not a place that we want for our children, you know?
So right. Okay.
It's a fully rounded environment that we have to try to create.
A fully rounded environment, Brother Lawrence, that's a beautiful analogy, a circle. Some people say a circle don't have no beginning and no end. Okay, but a circle does have a bottom and a top. If you a flat circle, if you're in a room and there are people sitting around in a circle, there's somebody in that circle that everybody, whether they say it or not, feels that this one person or two people or three people are more capable at doing the things and getting the things done that they want done than other people. Let's be clear, because what you're saying is talking about community is we're talking about order and authority. Who has the authority to help us get ourselves together, and who has the authority to discipline us, and who has the authority to say and enforce the order. And the church has always been the moral authority, and they must claim that. Because I don't care what you hear on the radio and who's speaking and how good they sound, the moral authority of the church is supreme in the community. The moral authority of the parents are supreme in the home. The church, as we've said before, must reflect the needs and the spiritual needs, psychological, emotional needs, and the moral needs of the family. The church does not stand alone. The church is an integral part of the community, made up of the community, composed by the community, and it must reflect the interests of each community wherever it is located. I say.
I say. Agreed. I think we have to continue to drum home the issue of having clean water, of controlling our food, of controlling the health of our children, of a healthy environment. I mean, the list goes on of those stuff that we all are saying that we need, but we, you know, we all have to take responsibility and kind of also help our neighbors develop those infrastructure too. We have to share that common interest, and then suddenly we have a safe community. We have a safe place for our children to play without, you know, hesitation, and they could become very rounded human beings so that they could make their contribution. Yeah.
Again, Brother Lawrence, what you're saying is something that our people already know, but they must be reminded of it. Number one, what causes a community or a family or a child to be healthy? Their immune system. Each person has an immune system, and the health of that person is dependent upon the health of their immune system. The immune system of the community is our moral standards. It's our values as a community. It keeps, as it says in the Bible, it's a watchman on the door of our minds, on the door of our ears, on the door of our eyes. The church must, again, take up the position of being a watchman. But also when you talk about the physical health, that some of the most simple things that we did years ago, and we're not ashamed to do it, is that we ate lots of garlic. Garlic was in everything, not just on garlic bread. We put hot stuff, cayenne pepper, in our food. Cayenne pepper and garlic, along with golden seals are master herbs. They nurture and nourish the immune system. Garlic, not a lot of garlic. You don't want to walk around offending people. But a couple of cloves of garlic in one meal a day is enough to keep a child's immune system up and running, where they don't get these colds that put them down for 4 or 5 days. They don't come up every 2 weeks with a cold. Their immune system is strong. Emotionally and psychologically and mentally, spiritually, our children must have strong immune systems morally. They must know how to tell the truth. They must know how to stand up for their rights. They must know how to speak to people kindly, even when they disagree with them. We just have to go back to the basics because we know these things. Shane.
Absolutely. Okay. Somebody sent some in. I wanted to, for y'all to read this. It says that earlier you made a statement about not knowing people not knowing what's going on with them. I have a testimony. Mm. Maybe 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, did not know, and my attention span was shorter, always angry, get very upset. One doctor I went to tried to say it was bipolar. But at any rate, I changed my diet and I became a vegan. And upon which I do not have any of those symptoms anymore. And my behavior is totally, totally different. And I understand that especially in the African American community, that we should surely take better care of our health.
I say absolutely. That I want to thank for the listener, however they sent that message in. That's a beautiful testimony, and I salute you for actually having the courage to change to some of the things that you're doing, to change the false beliefs about what a good diet is, to challenge the false statements about people, about what you should eat and how you can have 2 eggs and bacon and all of that, to change your these false beliefs for some true beliefs, as simple as changing what you put in your body, what you eat. I that is very moving. That is a powerful, powerful testimony, and I really appreciate that listener for doing that. You know, thank you so much.
Yes, I also want to say that I have been pushing for the last couple of months the verse in the Bible that talks about pork and how it is that the Christian and the religious pious in our community and in the world is the strongest advocate for this thing called the pork. Even though they're in the Bible that they profess, it clearly, if it doesn't say anything, it clearly tell you, don't eat this thing, don't even touch it. But we tend to not want, you know, we just read it and move on. And it's really damaging our health. I mean, it breaks down entirely how our health is compromised by eating this thing that is a virus carrier. Give thanks.
Give thanks. And I think that takes us right back full circle to that initial question. What is the most important room in the house? What is the most important thing that you do every day? What is the most important thing that you're doing right now? You're making choices. You cannot say that you love the creator of the heavens and earth and ignore the fact that there is a biblical law against eating certain things, no matter if you're Islamic, no matter if you're Jewish, no matter if you are Rastafari, no matter if you're Catholic, whatever. All of us, we're going to have to challenge ourselves. Well, this is something that you do individually. You challenge yourself to challenge all the false beliefs Every person carries the seeds of enlightenment within them. If you don't let that seed grow and nurture that seed, if you want to know things, if you want to be more powerful like the caller, the listener that sent in the testimony, you have to challenge the false belief. Why do I eat fish? Why am I doing things that are hurting me? Why am I hurting my loved ones? Why the caller said that I was angry. I mean, the listener said I was angry, I was upset, I was short-tempered, and somebody even went as far as to tell me that I was crazy. I'm bipolar. I'm manic one day and depressive the other. And it was all what? Wrong. It was false. I want you to get that word. These false beliefs are going to have to be challenged one individual and one family at a time. Your children might scream and holler and pitch a bitch, but they will learn how to live without eating certain things, without drinking certain things, and with sitting down and learning that they are human beings and they. And we're going to free ourselves and our children at the same time from this bondage of suffering. We're going to break out of this inherited and collected mind patterns that keep us in bondage to suffering. We weren't born to suffer. That is a false belief. We were born to prosper and to do good. I say.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the time has changed. Before, in the churches and in the mosques and wherever we were, there's always been to translate the Bible about what they believe of so-called for you to come to terms with what is you believe. But in this time, there is no mediator between you and your God. You have to step up to the and be responsible and be accountable to God. You don't need a church to say amen to you anymore. You must say, I know right from wrong. No one defined for you anymore. Before, you have an excuse to say, oh, I didn't fully understand before. Mm-hmm. Not now. Now you understand. You were given knowledge of what to you. You chose to be disobedient to the God of your ancestors. Give thanks.
Give thanks. And I think that we need to see here the word. The word is choice. C-H-O-I-C-E. Everybody, every day, all day is making choices. You're making choices. What is the difference? What is the difference between processed food, overly processed food, and whole food? Whole food is like a watermelon. That's a whole food. A banana, that's a whole food. Whole food is a piece of chicken that has not been adulterated and turned into a McNuggets. McNuggets is overly processed food. Cereal is overly processed food. Cookies is overly processed food. Peanut butter is mildly processed food. You got it? Peanut butter and ketchup, mildly processed food. Stay away from the overly processed food. Overly processed food like bologna, wieners. Overly processed food like white bread. Overly processed food like white sugar and white rice. The mildly processed foods in that category. Things like oatmeal. Things like grits. Go back to your basics. Know what you're doing. And then put more whole foods in your diet. Start a meal and make sure that there's nothing on that table to start that meal with that comes out of a bag or a package. Everything comes fresh. Now you're going to have what we call organic or natural foods. You're getting close to making choices that will empower your life, give you your health back, give you your feeling of well-being back, give you your self-respect back, and let you be in charge of yourself and making your own choice consciously, knowing that you're making your life better because you can, I say.
That's right. And contribute towards your sanity, as the testimony came over that said, you know, your sanity is involved in this thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 That's one part what they're doing, Brother Lawrence. you can take something as simply as garlic, for instance. Oh, you can't eat garlic because it'll make your breath stink. Oh, nobody want to be around you. Nobody want to kiss you. Your children going to be laughed at school. But you know, does anybody know that there is a garlic that doesn't make your breath stink? Garlic is one of the world's most powerful immune system builders. It's against colds and colic and cancer, all of these things. You can get this thing in your store called Colic, K-O-Y-L-I-C, Colic. Okay, Colic, K-O-Y-L-I-C. It's the natural form of garlic where they have found the process of producing garlic without the garlic taste and smell, I say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, brothers. Yeah, it's some simple things that we just need to pay attention to.
Well, the confusion, like Brother Lawrence was saying, Brother Yanni, is that there are so many people writing books about nothing. These books don't mean anything. They're just how people feel. Or you drink this kind of water, or you drink that kind of water. Do your own research. Start with the basic. If you're not in an area where the water is running down a stream and is moving fast, and you can dip your dipper into that and take that water at its highest stage and drink it, then that water that you're drinking has been human hands has been in it, and you have some work to do. Okay, so if you start with distilled water, okay, it's the purest water, but it has no minerals, so you're going to have to take help it by taking some supplements. Okay, if you start with spring water, what does spring water mean? I tell you what, there are so many different interpretations of spring water. It's like the different definitions of organic. You're going to have to do some research. And the one that vibrates and resonates with you, the one that you feel like you can have confidence in, start there. But I tell you what, boil your tap water. If you drink it from a tap, put it in a container, a glass container if you got one, stainless steel container if you got one, or you can use plastic. Let it sit overnight and go back and see what's at the bottom of that container. What's at the bottom? Boil it for 5 minutes, set it overnight, and go back and see. Pour all that water out until the dregs at the bottom start to move, then stop and pour the rest of it out. You can drink that. But if you cook with that, bathe with that, drink that, you don't know how many, like chloroform. Everybody knows that chloroform is bad for you, you know? And all of the things that go into our water. But anyway, do your investigation or call into this show and ask us some questions, and we'll give you some answers that will at least get you started, I say.
Okay. Wow.
Yes. Wow. Well, at this point.
Was someone on the line, Brother Yanni?
No. I think that was may have been Brother Lawrence. But we only have a few seconds left, and we're going to continue this subject because it's another very important subject when we're talking about family, another aspect of the family issues that we have. So next week, we'll talk about and finish up this subject. Please join us next week. We thank all of you and for all of those who participated in the call. Please have a great and prosperous week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Be blessed. I say thank you. Okay. Y'all have a good. Be blessed. All right. One love.